A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, welcome along. It is Repco Supercars Weekly. I am Aaron Noonan and it is Friday. Great to have you with me as we talk about the latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship. A quick reminder too, you can enjoy a range of content, news, podcasts, videos and competitions right now on the Repco Garage website. Visit it online. It's garage.repco.com.au. Now we're on the countdown to going to the West, the Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, as it's now known. That is going to trip over some commentators come a fortnight's time. That is a long event name to describe, and even longer when you say that it's at carco.com.au Raceway. Now, that's Wanneroo for you and I, formerly Barbagallo. That's what it's called now, so that's going to be a very long title and track combination for those who have to say it 10 times fast. It's going to see some history too, by the way, which Team 18 is going to celebrate. Have a look at their socials. They're doing some stuff for Mark Winterbottom. He's going to bring up a special milestone in Perth, his 600th Supercars Championship race start. That will be in the first race, which will be on the Saturday. He's just the third driver in championship history after Craig Lowndes and Garth Tander to achieve this feat. So that's pretty impressive. And it's actually the track in Perth where he scored his last podium in Supercars back in 2018 with Tickford Racing. So 5-year drought, hopefully he can break that in a couple of weeks' time. A little one too, Grove Racing, Stephen Grove, team owner, he's clarified its position on Anton Di Pasquale. Of course, Anton drives for the Shell V-Power Racing team, but he does drive with the Groves in their GT Porsche program. Now, he's going to join Stephen and son Brenton for the Spa 24-hour in Belgium later in the year and the Golf 12-hours in Abu Dhabi. They did the Bathurst 12-hour together, and he's been very clear that they don't mix business with pleasure, was the quote. There's more on our website with this. It's in the wake of murmurs of Anton and Grove having a future together in supercars. And it's not the first time, though, that the Groves have had a sponsorship deal with a driver from another team or haven't ended up with that driver going beyond doing some racing with them in Porsche. Scott McLaughlin was, for quite some time, a Grove-sponsored driver, both here in Australia and in the United States as well. Interesting insight this week, too, also on the V8 Sleuth website, from Mark Carr's boss, Jeff Taunton. Now, Jeff, who acquired Mark Carr's in recent years, he races one of the Mark IIs, the cars that look like, but aren't, Mustangs. He's lifted the lid on the Ford Coyote Supercars Gen 3 engine. That engine, or a very, very, very close version of it, was being test-bedded in the Mark II car for some time. And he's got some further views on why the Supercars version of the engines had those fire issues at Albert Park in Melbourne at the Grand Prix. More, as I said, on the V8 Sleuth website with our reporter Connor O'Brien. Dunlop Super 2 and Super 3 series is back in action in Perth. And this is a great move. And I've been... I've said this multiple times on the V8 Sleuth podcast and probably here on Repco Supercars Weekly, to get away from lap distance races and just make them timed races so the time certain finish doesn't feel like a nasty surprise 5 minutes out. That's what they're doing for Dunlop Series. It starts in Perth. Their windows will be extended in terms of the time that they'll have, and they will have timed races for the rest of the year, except for Bathurst, where they'll remain 100-kilometre distance races. So that's great to see. We revealed, too, this is something cool to see. A former Holden Commodore supercar that has been sent to the United States to none other than Richard Childress Racing. NASCAR powerhouse, the former Dale Earnhardt team that the great Intimidator drove for so many years. Of course, now they run a couple of cars in Cup, couple of cars in Xfinity Series. Austin Dillon drives in Cup for them, won the Daytona 500 a couple of years ago, and Kyle Busch, a recent signing to that team after a long time with Joe Gibbs. But a Commodore supercar's now in their workshop. Now, if you missed our V8 Sleuth podcast this week, download it now. Have a listen. We'll fill you in on the details of who, what, why, and how. Now, a quick congratulations is in order as well to David Reynolds and his partner Tahan. Baby number 2 arrived this week. It's a little girl, so they've got one of each, little Ryu, their son, and now Revea Ray. So congrats to the whole Reynolds and Lou Fat family. Well done, team. Congrats. A new addition. It's sort of been a big year for babies in supercars. Andre Heimgartner became a dad recently. Will Davis and Rihanna Crean are having a baby in upcoming months. I'm not sure what they're all doing at the end of last season. Actually, no, it does sound like I know what they were doing at the end of last season, start of this season. So congrats to all. Well done to the Reynolds clan as well. On this day, it's April the 14th, according to my calendar, and there's a few interesting things that happen on this day in supercars and touring car championship history. This day, 1996, is the day at Phillip Island that John Bow and Craig Lowndes had that massive accident on the first lap of race two. John Bow uncaptured by the TV cameras, barrel rolling off the wall, wrote off the 1994 Bathurst winning and 95 championship winning Ford Falcon from Dick Johnson Racing. So that was a day that was quite memorable. Also on this day, 1991, this is a memorable one for Mark Scaife because he won his first ever Australian Touring Car Championship race at Wanneroo in Western Australia on board the Nissan GTR. And it was also on this day in 2002 that Marcus Ambrose took his first Supercars Championship race win at Phillip Island, holding off Scaife and his HRT teammate at the time, Jason Bright, in an unbelievably close finish run to the line. Of course, Ambrose had won a round of the championship in 2001, but he did it in Darwin without winning a race that weekend. So the Phillip Island win was indeed his first race win. Quick one. Next week, get on it. Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News Podcast. It's back. AVL, Stefan, the boys are smashing it, and we've seen the numbers grow. The audience is growing every week for this pod. You are really loving what they're doing. I'm loving what they're doing. If you haven't been listening, make sure you do. Andrew Van Leeuwen, Stefan Bartholomaeus, the best insight and analysis in Australian motorsport on podcasts. It's award-winning, I have to say that. They told me to. Next Wednesday, V8 Sleuth Podcast is back. We've got another Q&A episode because we have so many great questions from our listeners and our V8 Sleuth readers. Will Dale and I are going to tackle those. There's all sorts of topics there. Cars, drivers, eras, teams, history, Bathurst, tech, all sorts of stuff. It's going to be great. So make sure you get your questions in via our social media call-outs or send us a note through the contact page on the V8 Sleuth website. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. Repco Supercars Weekly is done. Jump online. Visit the Repco Garage too at garage.repco.com.au. Have a great weekend, and we will chat again next week.